The Senate Special Committee on Budget, Public Safety Subcommittee, Wednesday, May 18th, 2005. This is a work session on Senate Bill 5583, the district attorneys and their deputies. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. There is a memo in front of you. It was delivered to your office yesterday, or there's an extra copy that I just placed at your desk if you would like one. As you know, this is the budget for the district attorneys and their deputies. They are state employees who happen to be locally elected, and the budget in front of you reflects the governor's budget with what I'll call significant changes. If what I'd like to do is move to the spreadsheet, which is in that packet, I think probably the third and fourth pages of that packet, and walk through that. That will give you the best idea. I apologize. I think some of the audience copies may, as I look at mine, been a little cockeyed in the Xerox machine. So I apologize for that. I guess I'll need to look at next time. The first package 018, is actually just the roll-up of the impact of ballot measure 30 on the budget. This is part of the governor's budget, and it is here to just show you what happens in terms of the budget. This leaves a little over $700,000 for deputy DEA supplements in the budget. It had been $2 million as recent as the beginning of the 2001-03 biennium. The next package was package 101. This package, as proposed in the governor's budget, was a restructuring compensation plan for the 36 DAs. There had been four tiers previously based on population. The top counties, of course, are those with the largest population, all the way down to three counties who had part-time DAs. And if I remember right, they're Wheeler, Sherman, and Gilliam. So what this package did was move four counties, Jackson, Deschutes, Lynn, and Douglas, those that had populations of 100,000 more, into the Tier 1, and then collapse the remaining Level 2 and 3 counties into a Tier 2, paid at the Tier 2 level, and left the three part-time DAs in a third tier. The pay basically was roughly $91,000 in the Tier 1, $76,000 in Tier 2, and $53,000-$54,000 in the third tier for the part-times as a result. 20 DAs would have received increases as a result of this package. The package is not recommended. It is not part of the Senate co-chair budget. So you see the backing out from the governor's budget of $492,729.
Let me make a comment here, Mr. Wilson and Senator Devlin, about this particular piece of the budget. I want the record of the work session to reflect that during the testimony regarding the district attorneys and their deputies, they made a very strong and compelling case, I thought, about the increased workload, some of which is due to what we see happening around the state with the methamphetamine crisis. I think what the district attorneys are experiencing is a reflection of what's happening in our public safety system overall, which is stretched and challenged to deal with increased caseloads. As a result of what we're experiencing in with crime. And my comments, I think, go to what is being experienced by the Oregon State Police, the public defense side, most certainly our courts, again, all parts of our system, our public safety and judicial system are challenged. And so it's important that we understand that we're going to have this outstanding issue of compensation for the district attorneys, but also compensation for other parts of the public safety and judicial system as well. And so what I'm asking is that we make sure that the record reflect that the district attorneys and other groups involved in the criminal justice system are faced with a variety of issues: methamphetamine, growing number of property crimes leading to an additional involvement and workload, and that the legislature needs to continue to explore options to allow for the restructuring of compensation for 05-07, and in fact this is an issue that should be followed through the emergency board process during the interim. So those are my comments regarding package 101.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, moving on to the second page of the worksheet, package 801. This is the standard adjustment for the reduction in the PERS rate. That is $50,010 in general fund. They do not use the Department of Justice for legal services, so there is no reduction to take in the Attorney General rate. And then package 811, this would eliminate the remaining resources in the budget for the Deputy DA supplements. As I stated before, in 0103 there were over a little bit over $2 million in this. There were also witness fees paid to assist counties in payment of witness fees. With this action, the Deputy DA supplements would go to zero. I think it's important to note, just for the knowledge base, that while the state pays the salaries for all 36 of the DAs, the local or the deputy DAs are primarily paid through by the counties, and under this they would totally be paid by the counties. Overall, the system of all the district attorney agent or offices across the state, the state has, you know, paid roughly, I use the term roughly, generically, about 10% of the amount. And, Madam Chair, that is the extent of our recommendations in terms of Package 811. That was also part of the Senate co-chair budget. So, Madam Chair, that is our recommendations on the budget itself, and we do have performance measure discussion.
Okay. Any questions on this part of the budget, Senator Devlin?
Yes, Madam Chair, not a question, but a statement. I am actually concerned about eliminating entirely the funds for the DA supplements, and I know that that is an issue that will probably be revisited. We are basically passing this budget out today, anticipating that there will still be discussion with the House on what the final budget is, and I have confidence in the chair here that we can come to some satisfactory resolution on some of these issues.
Thank you, Senator Devlin. I share the concern, and we will continue to have the conversation.
Madam Chair, just to put things, sort of line them up in the House and Senate to keep you understanding what's funded and what's not, on the House side, which passed it out of their subcommittee this morning, they do fund Package 101, the restructuring compensation plan, after a small decrease adjustment for the PERS rate. And they, instead of cutting $700,000 out of, in Package 811 for Deputy DAs, they cut $400,000. And there's also another, I believe it's $30-some thousand in reductions to SNS, General Fund SNS Services and Supply.
Let's move to performance measures.
And Chair, if you return back to the memo, on page 2 of the memo, down a little bit, halfway through, there's some discussion on performance measure review. Up to this point in time, this agency has not had performance measures. They have been working since the beginning of session on creating some at the urging of the co-chairs when the joint process was up. and they are currently talking about performance measures regarding child support collections, victim services, and timely responsiveness to cases. They are working with the Progress Board. As any agency that has development underway on performance measures, we are asking that a budget note be put into the budget that instructs the agency to come back to the Progress Board before August 1st of 2006 to report and have their performance measures approved. I think it's also important to note that the DAs are also working with a number of other actors in the criminal justice arena and the public safety arena in looking at performance measures that span all agencies about the effectiveness of the system.
Questions?
Only one, Madam Chair. I obviously agree with the budget note, but I have a general concern, and that is I have seen quite a number of budgets, including some coming out of my committee, having agencies work with the Progress Board in terms of revising performance measures. I'm not so sure what the resources of the Progress Board are and if we might be, to some extent, overtaxing the resources that they have.
Well, that's an excellent comment. I think that's a conversation that needs to be had with most certainly the co-chairs, but also other leadership in the building. The capacity of the Progress Board is a critical concern.
Madam Chair, I would like to make one suggestion in the amendment to the budget note that was made this morning in the House side, just to keep the wording the same so we don't have disagreement over the wording of the budget note. I would like to insert, and this was suggested by one of the House members, judges after legislative fiscal office, because they thought it was important for the local DAs to work with the judges mm-hmm. in their community. So if there is no problem or no disagreement with that, I would urge you to put that in, then we can have them tracking down the same road.
Very good. I guess the other comment I would make, I think the collaboration that we're expecting between the courts, indigent defense, and others in the judicial system around creating the measures is absolutely required. And I think the emphasis, an emphasis placed on victim services, how victims are faring in our systems is another critical piece that we want to, again, emphasize. It's noted here that the three performance measure areas to be worked on include child support collections, victim services through satisfaction surveys, and timely responsiveness to cases. But again, I'm just placing some particular emphasis on how we respond to, how our system responds to the needs of victims. Anything additional, Mr. Wilson?
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, just to turn on the last page mm-hmm. of what I passed out is a copy of the bill. The original governor submitted bill, just to let you know, if you look at the top of, or the toward the top of page 2 of the memo, it has the necessary changes that would be made to create the Senate bill. And I think it's just important to note, other than changing the number in terms of the amount, that all of Section 3 under the Senate proposal would go away. Mm-hmm. And that is the distribution methodology for the DA supplement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Before I take a motion from Senator Devlin in the language that's at the bottom of page 2, Senator Devlin, members of the audience, is there anyone who wanted to comment on the work of the subcommittee in this work session?
I might... Bob Herman, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Bob Herman, President of the District Attorney Association. I just would say that we would thank you for your work and hope that the there is an opportunity to revisit the the rather dramatic cuts that have been made to our budget, and that's what we certainly hope to be partners in any further discussion, but that's what we're hoping.
Well, we're committed to that partnership, and thank you for coming forward with that statement.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Please.
My name is Josh Markey. I'm District Attorney of Clatsop County, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the Oregon District Attorneys Association. And I appreciate, and we will do all of the things that the Chair and Senator Devlin have suggested. I just hope it's clear that this budget literally guts the entire District Attorneys at a time when I think you are appropriately increasing indigent defense, I think about $50 million. And it's going to be very, very difficult to go back if this ends up with that budget to our membership and ask them to continue the job that they're doing. So I'm really hopeful that there'll be some movement.
Mr. Markey, thank you. We hear your concern. We understand it, and we feel it too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Devlin?
Yes. Madam Chair, are you ready for a motion?
I am.
I move Senate Bill 5583 as amended to the full Senate Special Budget Committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Any objection?
The only one here, other than the chair.
let's officially call the roll on this.
Aye.
Aye. And the record should show that Senator Winters is excused. Thank you very much. Anything else for the good of the order, Mr.
Madam Chair, I don't believe so. I think it would be good if we can make sure on the record that there's a motion approving the work on the performance measure discussion in the budget note, just to make sure that that's taken care of.
Madam Chair, I move that the work is reflected in the memo from LFO relative to performance measures that we've approved those also.
And that's a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay. Any objection? Approved. There being no further business, I will close the work session on Senate Bill 5583 and close the hearing.